Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last few ahadith to complete the chapter on the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read whilst out on safar, whilst travelling, what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read. So these are very simple things, very easy for us to learn and to read. So at least when we are travelling also, then we can have a travel similar to that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sense that we are engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are aware of and we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that it's just a heedless journey that we're going for, sitting there on the plane, sitting on the bus, sitting in the car, completely unaware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every other attraction now becomes the attraction. But the travel of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was complete attention, complete awareness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite him being out in travel. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna rajulan qala ya Rasulallah, inni uridu an usafira fa'usini, qala alayka bi taqwallah wa takbiri ala kulli sharafin, falamma walla ar-rajul qala Allahumma atwilahu al-bu'd wa hawwin alayhi safar, rawahu al-Tirmidhi. Faqala hadithun hasanun. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that a man said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I intend going on a journey, so please give me some advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that alayka bi taqwallah. This alayka bi taqwallah, the way it can be translated, is take the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be binding upon yourself. Now imagine, he's going for a journey, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him advice after he was asking for that advice. So Rasulullah sallam told him that alayka bi taqwallah, that take the taqwa of Allah. In other words, being cautious on this journey, every leg of this journey, that you don't slip, you don't cause it, you don't disturb that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You put a barrier between yourself and any type of guna on this journey. Make that necessary upon yourself. Alayka, make it binding upon yourself. Make it necessary upon yourself that you go in this condition, that you have that fear of Allah Ta'ala in front of you. When a person has got this taqwa, this recipe of taqwa on a journey, it becomes very easy. Then nobody needs to tell him that be conscious of what you're eating on the plane. Nobody needs to tell him be conscious of what you're looking at on the journey. There'll be many things that will be attractive. And the West and the Kuffar know it. Therefore, they've made the airport so attractive. They made the duty-free so attractive. There's so many different things that attract a man towards those things that are not permissible. The amount of liquor that is being sold, even now in Muslim countries. So they know it. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning us that when you're on journey, alayka bi taqwallah, make that fear of Allah ta'ala, make that barrier between yourself and sins become something that is necessary. Because on journey you are going to be tempted, so be careful. So this was the first advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave him. The next advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, that say takbir, Allahu Akbar, at every incline. Yesterday we explained this, that when a person is going up, there's a possibility that pride might come in his heart, and this is something that is very destructive, very dangerous, that I feel as though I am somebody, I'm going to a high place, and that pride shouldn't come in a person's heart, even by the fact that he's going up. Sometimes shaitan puts this pride in a person. He's very high up at a very high place, at a peak. And he says, I conquered the Everest, and I conquered this, and I conquered that. And I should come out completely. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the conqueror. Allah is everything. I am absolutely nothing. Teaching us that negate whatever pride that may come in you, and attribute every single thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two advices Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this person, was that make taqwa binding upon yourself when you're going on this journey. Second advice is say takbir. Wherever you're going up and incline, say takbir. Say Allahu Akbar. So then this man took the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he turned away to leave, as he was leaving, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. O Allah, shorten the distance for him and make the journey easy for him. Made dua for him. O Allah, shorten the distance. Ulama explained that shorten the distance here could mean literally, that Allah physically shortened it. Whatever distance he's going to cover, cause the earth to fold so it becomes short for him. Or it could mean figuratively that Allah Ta'ala grant him that fervor and the strength to complete that journey easily. Allah Ta'ala makes it such, it makes it easy for a person to complete the journey. So this is another way of looking at it. Allahumma atwilahul bu'da. Oh Allah, make the journey short for him. Literally make that earth short for him. And Allah give him that tawfiq and that ability to complete this journey. What a fortunate person, taking the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taking the advice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and proceeding on his journey. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qal, kunna ma'an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi safarin, fakunna idha ashrafna ala wadin halalna wakabbarna wartafa'at aswatuna. Faqala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ayyuhal nas irba'u ala anfusikum, فإنكم لا تدعون الصم ولا غائبا إنه معكم إنه سميع قريب متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that we were on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when we used to climb a valley, when we used to go up, then we would say لا إله إلا الله, and the takbir would our voices raised. So from a valley, valley is a lower point, when they would go up and they would be climbing now, then what they would say is they would say La ilaha illallah, and they would say Allahu Akbar with our voices. He said we would say it with our voices raised. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh people, then be kind, restrain yourself, be kind to yourself. You are not calling upon a being who is deaf or is absent. There's two reasons why a person needs to raise his voice, and if these two reasons are not found, then a person shouldn't raise his voice. One is a person is talking to a person who is hard of hearing. He can't hear, so he needs to raise his voice. Person he can't hear, so he needs to raise his voice. Allah Ta'ala is not like that. So therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, don't raise your voice. And another reason why you need to raise your voice, if you're talking to somebody that is far away, so for him to hear, you need to raise your voice. So Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam is telling Sahaba, there is no need for you to scream and read. Read inaudible, no problem, but don't raise your voices. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that you're not calling upon a Allah who is deaf, or Allah is far away, he is absent. There isn't such a thing like that. Allah is with you. And then Nabi sallallahu said, Allah is with you. He's all hearing and he's close. Innahu ma'akum, innahu sami'un qareebun. This is where the hadith finish. One ayat of the Quran, Allah mentions, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my bondsmen ask you about me, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then tell them that I am very close. Not just close, I am very, very close. Allah Ta'ala even hears the whispers of a person that is whispering. One lesson we learn from these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the absolute humility that he had, even on journey. Even on the journey also, this absolute humility of turning complete attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that this is something that the West and the Western culture doesn't know. They don't know about this humility. Therefore you find it's all the time about me, myself and I. That even if a person has to win, for example, a soccer tournament, the team has to win, it's all about jumping and praising. We did it, we did it. We are. Can't you see? It's all about ourselves. And Islam, it's all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now all that jumping is but to show how strong we are. Or a person wins a tennis competition. Now he stands there with a trophy high up. But I am the man. I am the person. Let all the photos come on me. This is completely opposite to Islam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah Sharif, it's known as Fath-e Makkah. That what an achievement that was. Could there ever be a bigger conquering than conquering of Makkah Sharif? But yet he had his head completely low and he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah wahda wa anjaza wa'da wa nasara abda wa hazama al-ahzaba wahda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that caused everything to happen. Allah is the conqueror. Allah made everything happen. Not because of me. That is what you call a true person who's got humility. Allah ta'ala give us this humility. On one occasion, Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, in one ijtima, he said, call all the old workers. Gather all the old workers. And he got them together in the markaz. And then he gave them one advice. He said, ye sari umar ke khulasa hai. What I'm telling you all is the crux, is the essence of a whole life experience. Now at that time he must have been doing the work of Dawood and Tabligh for over 60 years. At old age, he's calling everyone. He says, what I'm telling you all is the crux and the essence of a lifelong experience. And then he explained that jo aadmi kahega may be ho wo khatam hai. That person that says that I am the one, it's me, I am the guy that make it happen, I'm the CEO, I'm the director, I'm the main person, I'm the financer, or whatever you can see here. That person that says, maybe, who, wo khatam hai, that's the end of the road for that person. And that person that says, Allah tu hi hai, Allah Pak unse kaam lega. That person who says, Allah, you are the one, you, whatever is happening, you making it happen. From that type of person, Allah will take work. So this was the crux of what he told him. He says, this is what it is. Attribute everything to Allah. Take it out of yourself. We can't do anything. And here in this hadith, we can see from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even climbing up the hill, he would attribute every greatness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Easy zikr if we don't know what to read while traveling. Very easy, simple, is the third kalima. The third kalima covers everything. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, wa la ilaha illallah. It's got everything. It's got this tahleel that we did today. It's got takbir going up, and it's got tahmeed when a person is coming down, or subhanallah when a person is coming down. So it's got everything in this one zikr. So we can keep making that zikr. It's an easy zikr to make whilst we are on travel. If a person knows Quran Sharif, he can read Quran Sharif. At the bare minimum, Allahu Akbar whilst going up, subhanallah whilst coming down. Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.